This is CICK News. Today on CICK News, I'm speaking to Smithers Town Councillor Genevieve Patterson about the Bulkley-Maurice Forest Landscape Planning Project, or FLP, which is a provincial initiative in British Columbia aimed at developing a forest management plan for the Bulkley and Maurice timber supply areas, using a new framework, according to the Ministry of Forests website. This area encompasses approximately 2.2 million hectares in the Skeena region, including communities such as Smithers, Telqua, Whitsett, Fort Babine, Houston, Grand Isle, and Topley. The FLP is co-developed with First Nations, including the Cheslada Carrier Nation, Gitsan Nation, Lake Babine Nation, Whitsett, the Office of the Wet'suwet'en, and the Wet'suwet'en First Nation. As of May 2025, the project is in phase two of a five-phase process focusing on values identification and assessment. This phase involves engaging with local communities to understand the values that they associate with forest ecosystems, which will inform future forest management approaches. Listen in as Genevieve talks about the role of community and municipality with this project.
My name is Genevieve Patterson. I'm a councillor with the town of Smithers, and I actually live just across the street from the CICK radio car here in Wet'suwet'en Territory, and I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Excellent. So we are here to talk today and to almost give a perspective and a little bit of understanding on the Bulkley-Maurice Forest Land Planning Project.
Yeah. Casey's here for it. I love planning processes. Hey, buddy.
So the Bulkley-Maurice Forest Landscape Planning Project, it's one of five new provincial projects. They're calling it a new framework for sustainable forest management in British Columbia. Now, that sounds like a lot of kind of government speak, but if we can boil it down, what is a municipality's role in an FLP?
Yeah. And it's a great question, even with the title of a project, Classic Government. And I'll say that because, full disclosure, my day job when I'm not a sitting councillor is with the province. So for me, I would say in any planning process between any levels of government, whether it's Indigenous, federal, municipal, provincial, you know, we all talk about we're better when we work together. You hear that especially during a lot of campaign times, political flavors of the day, but it really does matter. And I think to me, whether it's an FLP planning process or not, that's the role, is to be able to support one another and saying, you know, we have a million competing priorities going on between all of us. Yeah. But how do we want to work together? And I think at a minimum, it's just keeping those open lines of communication open. And I would say for this particular planning process, obviously the ministry who is responsible for managing forests and working in partnership with Indigenous governments as well, that municipalities really are there to help to elevate that voice and just be informed as to what matters to communities, in particular when you look at predominantly natural resource driven communities.
Absolutely. And what have the opportunities been for the town to either be that delegate for the community members within Smithers, but what has been the role to contribute to this FLP so far?
So I would say right out the gate, again, I can speak a little bit about my history and working for the province and seeing the shift and maybe the characterization of what they might consider to be new is that historically we all led our processes in silo, just I would say given due to competing priorities and capacity between all levels of government.
Yeah.
But I would say thus far, early out the gate, they came in to let us know as a delegation to say, hey, this is what we're doing. So yeah, that was super impressive. And then asking us, how do you want to be involved in this process? And how do you think we should also engage with community members? Yeah. So I would say I'm thoroughly impressed with that shift or that change and just being super transparent about the process and asking, how do you want to be involved?
Yeah, definitely transparency. This is a term that we do hear a lot, especially within like new frameworks, revisiting processes that you hear about transparency.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about our listeners who are hearing, they hear these terms a lot. I wonder, do they know that they have a voice in this project? And do you feel like that's the municipality's role to encourage feedback as much as possible? Or are you the conduit? Where do you think you fit within that?
Yeah, and I think there was like a number of questions in there, but I would say that there's a resounding answer and that it's yes. So one of the things that I found interesting since I started as a town councillor is when I'm engaging with people either in my provincial day role or as a councillor, and we're talking about even just as a member of the public, if we're at the market here on Saturday and we're talking with people about whatever issues, whether it's the FLP planning process or others, I'm surprised at, I would just say, the lack of not even understanding but just people feel like they don't have a voice.
Yeah.
And I think it just comes from a basic conversation to say, whatever the issue is, whether it's forestry or not, taking them through just the basic government website, who they can contact, who the local reps are. So for example, Tara Dunphy, who's incredible, she lives in the Valley. She's invested in the success of this project. She's the lead, the point person. And I think just getting to know who those people are is something that I've really tried to encourage at the municipal level, because when we engage, let's say once a year on emerging issues at UBCM, mm-hmm. there's so much more opportunity outside of just that advocacy that we do once a year. It's to get to know who those people are, and ministers will respond and they'll say, we encourage you to get to know who those local reps are. And I truly believe that's where we need to lean in and invest, is building those coalitions. So whether it's between Indigenous partners, the municipality, the province, on any process, it's just getting to know each other better and saying, what can we do within our little valley? And I think the province has been really successful in showing how this particular process has worked in the Lakes District. So I think they're just saying, what worked well there? How do we bring that forward here? Especially when we know that forestry is so important to our community.
The government website page dedicated to this FLP, it says that the public engagement is ongoing and that this project is slated to be complete in 2026. Are you feeling that, I guess, having public engagement being ongoing, knowing that there's still at least a full year, if not 18 months left probably in this project. Can you give a little bit of the scope of what this plan is actually slated to change?
I think I would actually defer to the province. I think that's really their mandate, is to work with communities to understand what the particular scope would be based on engagement with.
I reached out to the BC Ministry of Forests last month and they declined to comment in person on this project, but directed me to the Bulkley Maurice Forest Land Planning webpage, where they included this statement from the Minister of Forests, Ravi Parmar. Quote, forest landscape plans are our way forward to managing forest resources based on the values in the area. We are committed to a process that is transformational, bringing communities together to hear what every person has to say. We are developing plans in partnership with First Nations and engaging with local communities, subject matter experts, and forest licenses to shape the future of BC's forests. When we work together, we can bring predictability and certainty to the future of the forest sector.
I would just speak a little bit to your previous question, actually, when we talk about capacity and how passionate we are as a community and how many issues we face on a daily basis, especially when we look at the intricacy of, I would say, our ecosystems, like they're world class. But I would say that, so just being patient with one another and recognizing that these things do take time. Yeah. So when I started on the strategic land use planning files a number of years ago, I was working in Treaty 8 territory. It really opened my mind to those who had come before me and had invested decades of their lives. You look at the Great Bear Rainforest. Obviously, an FLP is not at that level or that scale, but I think that being patient with one another is critically important, especially when you look at, I think people underestimate the fact that public servants are the same people who get called when we have a bad wildfire season, when we have flooding, when we have, God forbid, another pandemic. These are the same people that get called time and time again. And of course, Indigenous communities, they have their priorities and how they manage and protect their communities. So I think we set ambitious targets because we know that that's what Mother Nature and the people demand of us. But I think we also have to recognize that sometimes life has other plans for us. But I would say, again, based on seeing what was done in the lakes, that I'm confident that the people who are involved in the relationships that have been established will be successful in our community as well.
Excellent. That's a really nice note to end on. But is there any kind of last sort of sentiment that you want to express now to our listeners?
I would just say that it can be overwhelming when you look at all the various plans and processes that are happening between Indigenous, federal, provincial, municipal governments. But I think we're all trying to achieve the same thing. We want to develop relationships, meaningful, long-term relationships, so that my son, Casey, that we're staring at right now, has those wild spaces that he still wants to play in, has a job, has all the things that I think sometimes we take for granted. And I think I feel as a millennial in our generation, we're such in a rush. And I'm guilty of it too. I want change now. We can't wait. We continuously see the impacts that are happening. But then I also reflect on our ancestors and those who've come before me and the struggles that they've been through. So what I try to encourage people to do, and myself included, is to just slow down and try to be patient and try to understand people's perspectives, even if I don't agree. And I really find that approach has helped me to be less frustrated with any planning process and to see positive outcomes.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to Genevieve Patterson for coming into the studio to speak with me. If you want to learn more about the Bulkley, Maurice Forest Land Planning Project, go to gov.bc.ca or look it up online at Bulkley Maurice FLP. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.